Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 110 for Wednesday, October 18th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market posted strong gains on Wednesday as weather concerns, technical support, and stronger soy oil pushed up prices. Canola was anywhere from $5 to $8 higher, with the November contract checking in at $504.20 a ton. That's up $6.50, while the January contract was up $7 at $511.10 a ton. The two front-month contracts broke through resistance at $500 per ton on concerns that cold, wet weather would keep a lot of canola from being harvested in Western Canada. Advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and Malaysian palm oil were supportive for canola. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more enticing on the international stage. However, forecasts calling for favorable weather over the next few days were bearish for prices, and a huge crop in the USA is coming as well, and that was also bearish. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 8 to 9 cents higher. The November contract was at $9.81 a bushel. Surging demand for soy oil helped to prop up soybeans. China bought over 700,000 tons of U.S. soybeans yesterday. Those supplies will likely be delivered over a long series of regular shipments. On the other side, there's thought that Argentina could plant more soybeans than expected after the government released a tax rebate program for soybean farmers. There's also some pressure coming in from the cash market as well. U.S. corn was 3 to 4 cents stronger, with the December contract checking in at $3.58 a bushel. Farmers in the U.S. Midwest are making progress with the harvest. Some traders feel the upside is losing a bit of momentum, too. The cash market is weakening and volumes have been light. China is stepping back from state auctions this week as its own harvest starts up. The support level for corn has been marked at $3.50. Wheat was half a cent stronger, with the December contract at $4.20 a bushel. Winter wheat plantings are slightly behind normal. The Kansas hard red winter wheat crop is especially behind right now. Commercial selling was a feature, and there's word Brazil is preparing to buy 4 million tons of wheat from Argentina. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.